Welcome back to Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock here on December the 4th. Want to give a huge thank you to bowling coach Kip Nichols and wrestling coach Carlos Prieto for joining the show. We'll close off with boys basketball. Head coach Luke Swedberg joins us. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Coach, thank you so much for coming on. First weekend was a tough one over the first three games. Where'd you feel like your team came up short?
You know, it's always interesting. We get caught up so much in the final results of things that, you know, sometimes we can miss a bigger picture. You know, we walk away from the weekend not winning a game, but at the same time, we saw so many positives that we can build upon as well. And, you know, kind of where I see us is the very beginning stages of a process where everything is new. We have new players who are not used to the varsity setting, how fast the game is, a new offensive system where our reads and progressions are different than a lot of, you know, ways of playing. An all-new defense. And, you know, when you kind of put all of those things together, I'm actually really impressed with where our guys are. You know, we came back today. We had a really great practice today. The energy was high. Their attention to detail was awesome. And little by little, getting better and better each day. And so, yeah, we fell short in the win column, but we're also starting to see some things click, and it's starting to come together more and more. And I'm so excited to continue on with this group of guys, for sure.
Well, let's start right there. As far as the team that's getting used to playing with each other, of course, you only return one starter from last year's team. What did you feel like really starting to improve throughout the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just starting with, you know, how we space the floor and how we make reads and how our progressions come together on offense. And defensively, I thought we did a really nice job communicating for the most part, preventing some easy shots. Obviously, we had some runs against us, especially in that last game where they had two kind of big runs that kind of put us away there. But we played pretty well in some areas of like, man, we made it pretty hard around the rim, right, where we did a nice job of walling up and making it tough so that we weren't sending people to the free throw line, but we also weren't giving them anything easy right around the basket with layups or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so they had to earn those points, make shots, and things like that. So what I saw from our guys was, and just the building blocks of what we could be. I mean, we lost a two-possession game on night one. We lost a one-possession game on night two. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we lost a 14-point game there where it was really two runs that Palmer Ridge was able to put together against us. And so with all of that, man, I'm just so excited to continue on seeing where we could be.
I do want to talk a little bit about that last game because you said after the Palmer Ridge game that players were starting to see things more. Where did you see that?
Yeah, I think we started to see it where guys started pointing out, oh, that's where this should have happened, or that's we needed to get to this next. And when players start talking about it and they start verbalizing it, then they can start to help each other and coach each other as well, so that it's not just coming from coach-directed things, it's coming from the players as well. So when you think about all of that, okay, a player-led team is always better than a coach-led team. And so now that they're starting to talk about it and starting to figure it out for themselves, now we can really accelerate that process even more.
You don't have to put yourself down like that, by the way. To ask you about that, then who are some of the players that are vocally leading?
Well, I think it's kind of by committee little bit. It's not just all one guy. We have Amelia, who has been on varsity, kind of been there before a little bit. So vocally, he might be a little bit louder than some of the rest. But Jesus Rodriguez is very sound technically. And he knows when timing is off. He knows where guys should be. And he directs them during practice a lot of the time. And so there are moments now where I just stop, and I don't talk at all. I just say, hey, guys, you figured out what did we do there? And they come together collectively, say, well, it should have been this, 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 X, Y, Z. And so it really is by committee right now. There's not really just one guy who just stands out above the rest.
Okay, that's good to have, though. You also mentioned that watching the film back from the third game was going to be most detrimental. From watching that game back, what were some of your takeaways from that Palmer Ridge game?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I thought in the first half, our urgency was awesome. Our ability to just keep fighting. Good play, bad play, next play. Doesn't matter. Let's bounce back right away. And for the most part, in the second half, there was only a few defensive lapses where I was like, man, we kind of gave them an easy one there. But for the most part, they had to earn it. A few guys made some shots who hadn't made them all weekend. And that's really a boost to the offense and kind of a killer to the defense, to be honest. And for us, then, are we hunting the right shots on offense instead of just the easiest ones? Mm-hmm. And so what we talked about today was, can we give up a good or okay shot to get a great shot? And, you know, for us, with our spacing on the floor, we want to hunt those great shots. We want to find the guys that are open, and then we want them to be able to use their skill from there. And then how do they find another guy who's open? And then how does our spacing relate to that? And the ball is in one place, where should other guys on the floor be so that it's easiest to get them the ball when they have the space, when defense is in rotation, and things like that.
And one thing that I want to talk about in the Palmer Ridge game is you had some starters that were in foul trouble, and what you wound up doing was going from starting lineup to bench on alternating possessions, basically, just because you don't want to have guys foul out. I thought the bench kept you guys in the game. I thought they played some great defense down the stretch. What was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, we get some guys who are like Energizer bunnies out there. They can kind of go a little bit. And when they sit down and guard, like, they sit down and guard. We're talking about guys like, you know, Nate Martinez, Dallas Rosales, Raul Munoz. I mean, those guys come off the bench and they give us a spark. They give us something a little bit different. You know, we even throw Thomas Longa in there a little bit, and he, you know, he'll go get us an old board, which is great for an energy boost there as well. And so those guys, I thought they did a tremendous job of, like, just changing the pace of games sometimes. And that's really the entire weekend, not just the Palmer Ridge game. I felt like those guys did a great job of sitting down, guarding, making the little plays happen for us, the effort plays, an extra tip on a basketball, a loose ball, I'm going to go try and chase it down. And so those guys did a tremendous job this weekend. They really impressed me.
Yeah, let me ask about that, because you had a couple of players that were at the JV level last year, Eddie, Thomas, to name a few. How do you feel like they adjusted to varsity plays the weekend went on?
Yeah, you know, it's always different your first game. Like, man, am I in the right spot? There is so much going through your brain that it really slows you down and how fast you move, right? And, you know, throughout the weekend, I thought it just got a lot better, right? Like, there's always nerves when that first game rolls around. You're unsure of what is happening, when it's supposed to be happening. But, you know what, throughout the next 2 days after that, I feel like, man, we just started to get a little bit faster and get it a little bit faster. And then by the time we played that last one, it's like, okay, our timing's pretty good. We're getting there. We're just getting better each and every single day. And that's what I really want to concentrate on with everybody is, man, what's our win today? It's just, can I get a little bit better? And then once I get a little bit better, can I keep changing my best over time?
Yeah, it's about Thomas, because I thought he played really well, especially towards the end of the tournament. Finished with 7 against Palmer Ridge. What were some of the things that kind of stood out about him during the tryout practice?
I mean, one of those things that that stands out about him is, you know, he's 6'5" tall and can really run the floor. And, you know, that's something that we need our five men to be able to do. But one of the things that also stood out about him was one of the things that stood out about him in the tournament, especially as time went on, was, man, he's kind of desperate when it comes to O-boards. Man, like, he'll go get a tip on a basketball and just keep it alive to try and get us the basketball back. And I thought he played with a real sense of urgency, especially on night 2 and 3, because, man, he was really going after things. He gave us some extra life when he was in the game, because you know what? I'm going to go keep basketballs alive. Hey, I'm going to be in the right spots. Hey, I'm going to finish at the rim. I'm going to go get fouled a couple times and go to the free throw line. So he's been really dependable in those areas.
As far as shooting the ball goes, I thought your team was really good from beyond the arc in stints. What was that expectation for that going into the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, for us, when we're open, we don't shy away. We're gonna let it fly. And so for us, when we were in those rhythm scenarios, I thought we shot the basketball exceptionally well. And then you take us out of rhythm a little bit, and then that number starts to drop a little bit. But, you know, I think, again, it's just one of those things where that's got to be a part of who we are. Man, we don't shy away. We step into our shot with confidence. We believe each time that it's going in. We believe in each of the guys that are on the floor. And, you know, for us, if the entire team that plays in the perimeter can shoot the basketball, and it's going to be a lot harder for other teams to guard us, too.
So what's the key to keeping this team in rhythm as the season goes on?
You know, I think it's just building great habits over time, right? Okay, what's my routine? Okay, what does each guy do? And where do they go back to when things don't go well, right? Because every great shooter that I've been around is always thinking about the next one, okay? What do I do? Well, I got great base, great balance. And then what's my rhythm feel like? What's my thing that I do that makes my shot great? And so that's kind of where we go. And we have a drill that we do every day that hopefully keeps our guys very confident. And just, man, how do I keep working my rhythm over and over again?
What is that drill, out of curiosity?
It's called two-minute drill.
Okay.
Two-minute drill. And if you ever come into practice, you'll see what that is, but that's a staple of the program, that's for sure.
So you mentioned practice was very good today. What are some of the big areas you've been stressing that you want to improve?
Not being complacent with seeing a little bit of improvement.
Okay.
And so I think for us, we had that conversation of, you know, punting great shots. And then today our percentage of great shots that we took in practice against ourselves was extremely high. Now, can we take that and make it even a little bit better tomorrow? And defensively, can we do a little bit better job of being active on the ball without getting beat to the rim? And so when you kind of put those little things together over time, hopefully you see a lot of progression.
And last but not least, you tip off your home season starting on Thursday. You get three straight at home here in the round ball. How good do you think it'll be for this team to play in front of their home fans?
I think the guys are chomping at the bit to be able to play at home here. We have a fantastic facility. We have great people who surround us. I think the guys are ready to definitely play at home and to play in front of their friends and family. I think it'll be great.
Have you seen a nicer high school gym? You've been around the game longer than I have.
You know, we're extremely blessed here at Garden City as many people care about extracurriculars as possible. And we're very fortunate to have a great administration and a great support system. And I really can't say that there's a lot of places that are better than this facility-wise. I mean, I was astounded kind of the first time I came in, and that was even before the floor was finished. But I mean, even now with this new floor and kind of everything that goes into athletics around here, I mean, I'm kind of in awe, that's for sure.
If you have a chance to go check out the Garden, do that on Thursday. Both teams take on Altus. That is boys head coach Luke Swedberg. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
That'll do it for another edition of Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. For my producer, Colin Wolf, back in the KWKR studio, my name is Cal Friedman. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago on 99.9 The Rock.
You've been listening to Buff Talk live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.